Last few weeks we've looked at the rebellion of people, their grumbling and complaining in chapter 11, that though God had saved them with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm with many marvelous miracles, was providing their daily food and water for millions of people in the desert. They didn't like his provision for them, and they grumbled and complained. God provided for them quail so that came out their nostrils, according to the text. In this chapter, we see that the grumbling and complaining, the envy and the jealousy does not stop with just the people, but also with the leaders. Here, the story in chapter 12 is of Aaron and Miriam, who are Moses' elder siblings. Remember, Miriam was the one who watched baby Moses in the reeds of the Nile when the daughter of Pharaoh found him and offered her mother's services to the daughter of Pharaoh. So this is their younger brother, and they too are gifted by the Lord. They have gifts, but they aspire to a place of honor alongside of Moses. And we will see in this text how the Lord deals with that. There are certainly two levels we can deal with this text, as is true of much of the Scriptures. First, in a moral way, that is, we see the effects of envy and jealousy and bitterness. So much so that God portrays that with the leprosy that comes upon Miriam. It will eat at you. If you are envious of others and their gifts and abilities in the church, their possessions, their positions, it will eat at you. It will destroy you. God has given you gifts and abilities. Use those in His kingdom to the best of your ability. If you did not hear the wonderful Sunday school lesson that should be up on our website, I would commend it to you on humility, and certainly the sermon that will follow on mercy fits this message very well. Though I would say the greater lesson we're to learn is about the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus tells us numerous times in Scripture, especially in Luke 24, that all the Scriptures speak of Him. Where do we see Jesus here? Well, Moses was the one who spoke face to face with God. There was no mediator likened to him at all in Scripture. All the prophets and priests and kings were in some sense mediators between God and man. But none in the Old Covenant was like unto Moses, who spoke to God face to face. He counted him as a friend. But even he pales in comparison to the Lord Jesus Christ, who was God, who is God, and who is the one who has the full counsel of God for us. There can be no one like unto him. No human teacher, no parent, no friend, no pastor, no great theologian of times past or times present. We must, as the Lord God himself said, listen to him. So here this scripture, as it speaks to us of this vignette in the Old Testament that makes us think of the Lord Jesus and his ministry to us. Numbers 12, 1 to 16, the word of the Lord. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. And suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting." So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forward. Then he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned towards Miriam, and there she was, a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one dead, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, please heal her. O God, I pray. Then the Lord said to Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, would she not be shamed for 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterward she may be received again. So Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people did not journey till Miriam was brought in again. And afterward the people moved from Hazeroth and camped in the wilderness of Paran. Thus far the reading of God's word.